Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Give it to us face to face.
All right, so Doug, I've noticed, and I'm sure you, it's not lost on you either. The hairstyle is.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah,
same barber.
Yeah, sure.
Every kid.
Yep. Yeah. My boys.
Yeah.
The bird's nest.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to your phone calls. 248-539-9797. We go to Mike. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you, Carson Anderson?
We're good, Mike.
Good. I just want to give my opinion about the Lions, like not doing anything on deadline day. I don't think it was the best move. Not getting offensive linemen, like even a guard for Mahogany, he's gonna be out for a while. I think we should have went for like a guard or something. But I do think we're gonna be fine with what we did do. We got some players from the practice squad, but I feel like if there was a good value at the trade deadline, he should have went for a guard.
Do you think he would have? If there was a good value?
I mean, the Browns were offering their guard. I heard he was really good. He wasn't going for that much, like a six. And Titans were giving up their guard. And Zaire was on the Titans.
Wait, hold on. I'm dead serious. Did you see it reported that you could have got Betonio, the guard from Cleveland, for a six-round pick?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I saw it on Twitter.
Who had that?
I saw it on Twitter. That's why.
Do you know who reported it, though? That's what I'm asking.
I think one of those line pages that I follow is one of them saying that they're giving him up for a six. I hope they were wrong.
Did he get traded to anybody for a six-round pick?
No.
No, he didn't. So does that tell you maybe the validity of that report may be in question?
Yeah, you can't believe everything you read, but I
think you're on like 100%. If they could have got good value for a good guard for not much, they should have done it. I don't think anybody would dispute that. I do not think that Brad Holmes would have not traded a six-round pick for a player that could come in and help them right now.
And I have one more question. Do you think Goff is the guy that won us the Super Bowl?
I think he can.
Yeah, I think he can.
You think he can? You think he's the guy that could do it for us?
Do you?
Do you? To be honest, in this day and age, like, it's tough. Like, there's a game that I feel like, yeah, he can win it for us, but there's also a game where I feel like, no, we need a mobile QB in this day and age. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's tough. It's really tough. Like, it depends on how he plays.
There's more than one way to get to the finish line, and Matt Stafford, by no stretch of the imagination, was a mobile quarterback. He was probably more mobile than Goff, but nobody would ever say, we need a mobile quarterback, let's go get Stafford. And he won a Super Bowl. So it can be done, and he won it a couple years ago. And I'm not even going to bring up the some of the Hall of Famers in the last 20 years that were immobile that won Super Bowls. I don't know if Goff is trending that direction. But, I think Jared Goff could win a Super Bowl. But it's he's not the kind of quarterback that wins a Super Bowl on his own. He needs the team around him. And they've had a Super Bowl contending team the last few years. But I guess until he does it, people won't believe it. Yeah. And I get it.
Look, they got to stay healthy as a team, and if they do, I think they have a great chance of actually winning a Super Bowl if they can stay healthy. But that's the big if.
Yep.
And right now they're dealing with that if on the offensive line, which is unfortunate because the offensive line used to be the strength of this team. Frank Ragnow retired, and it changed the dynamic of what the strength of this team is, and now there are injuries to that line that's already was already compromised by Frank's retirement. So it's tougher to do it. But in the meantime, I feel like the defense has a chance to be better than what we've seen in the last couple of years. Again, they got to get healthy, and it sounds like they're going to get healthy. DJ Reed will return in the next couple of weeks, it sounds like. Terry Arnold is back, and in his first game back, he played really well Sunday against the Vikings. That makes me feel better about the secondary. They need to get Kirby Joseph back. It looks like he might be out another week, but you know, keep him out as long as you have to get him as close to 100% as you can, because you need Kirby Joseph down the stretch leading into the playoffs and in the playoffs.
So, and what makes Goff effective is elite quick processing, decision-making, and the ability to deliver an accurate football. And he does that at such a high level. He has a success rate of moving an offense without having mobility. You got to, if he wasn't mobile and he couldn't deliver the football, then what are we talking about here?
Right.
But he's really exceptionally good at reading defenses, processing defense, and delivering a football on time to the right place. All right, we said we get to this. Let's follow through on it. Dan Campbell spoke yesterday with the media. Did you talk with Brad Holmes about trade possibilities? Here's what the head coach of the Lions had to say.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So I like the end. Like, he's whatever, we're still going to go win, is his attitude. I think if they could have got a starting caliber guard for a sixth rounder, it would have fit into the what he, you know, said. That would have been intriguing enough, I would imagine. Right?
Yeah. If yeah, sure. But I don't think that was in the offing. I just don't. And you know, the fact that the previous caller can mention a couple of teams that were reportedly offering up offensive linemen for that, and did those offensive linemen get traded?
No.
So you think the Lions are the only team that was in need of an offensive lineman?
Yeah.
They don't get traded often, and if they do, it's not going to be, you know, a starting caliber offensive lineman for a sixth-round pick. Teams would be jumping at that, and the Lions would have been first in line to try to make that happen. It's just not realistic to think that that was a real opportunity.
If a Browns reporter, and the only one I can think of is Mary Kay Cabot, but if she had reported that they had a sixth-round pick – and they were willing to move Betonio, the guard, for a six-round pick, I think he would have been moved.
Do you have Mary Kay in your Rolodex?
I do not, and I don't have any other Browns insiders. But next up, What is the not making a trade? What is the message to the depth guys on this roster? Here's Dan Campbell. Crazy, Scott, because we've talked a lot about like the bedrock foundation for everything they've done is winning in the trenches, which isn't new football analysis. It's been said for years, but they've put a lot into the offensive and defensive lines, and their offensive line, they have developed an elite one, and their defensive line, it's been somewhat uneven because of the injuries, and maybe some guys didn't pan out like they'd hoped, like a Levi Onwuzurike or a Broderick Martin, whatever. The foundation on offense is coming down. This might come down to either another rookie guard, Tristan Colon, Owusika. I mean, some of these players.
Colon's not a rookie.
No, Frazier is. It might come down to a rookie guard, comma.
Okay, sorry.
Tristan Colon, comma.
You need to say
Owusika,
who the rookie guard was.
Comma.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it might be along those. It could come down to whether or not those guys can perform that determines how much of a shot this team really has to win a Super Bowl.
Well, I'm intrigued by Owusika because Kyoto Owusika started and played every down in the NFC Championship game at guard for the Lions. He has some experience as a starter, and I thought he acclimated himself quite well in that game. He started a couple games last year. I don't know if there's going to be any kind of major drop-off from Mahogany to Owusika because these were the two guys who were competing for that job, and, you know, Mahogany edged him out for it. Okay. So I like, you know, I like cultivating that chip on your shoulder. If you're Owusika and you were, you know, beaten out, okay, congratulations. The better man won the job, but it's not going to stop him from, you know, from working and staying on the squad and trying to get there. He didn't pout about it. He's worked hard, and now he's going to get the opportunity. And these other players, they all have an opportunity as well. We saw how well they responded against Tampa Bay with the secondary, with the Legion of Whom. Those guys were fantastic in that game. It might be a bit much to ask for offensive linemen to do that as well, but they're going to get an opportunity, and it's going to be more than just Owusika. It looks like you're going to have, you know, guys competing for a chance to play at tackle as well.
Gator, we'll have more from Dan Campbell coming up, but straight ahead, we open up the Big Old Tub of Pretzels.
Ooh.
For the question of the day. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 97.1 The Ticket.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.